My name Leroy is March 16th. I need you to listen to the visit. Now, my idea of friendship is a motherfucker that's always gonna be there. They can't call yourself their friend, your friend, if they're not there. Anybody that I look at that's really my friend, when I say my friend, I've been there for them. Keep it all the way being, I feel like I fuck with niggas more than they fuck with me. But I don't throw that shit in their face. I do keep it a bit. I'm on some shit now, like, if we not cool, we ain't gotta act like we cool. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to act like we cool because we not. You start acting like something you not, you a what? You a fraud. So if you acting like you cool with a nigga and you really don't fuck with him, you a fraud. Straight up and down. Cause what both sides don't even dig is that you feel it. I was in a get together last night. Bitches, niggas did. I knew who really fucked with me and who didn't. I knew who was talking to me just to see what I knew. Just to check my temperature, to pick my brain. I laugh at that type of shit. This the shit. I sit there and think about conversations I'ma have way before I have them. Not because I'm preparing for what I'm gonna say, just so I can analyze and see if I'm right by peeping the scenery and looking at the people and saying, is this a conversation I'ma have later? Is this person gonna pull me to the side and try to spark up a conversation with me because he think I ain't see what I saw? And they do it every time. They do it every time. A person's body tells on them. That's why there's no point in pump faking. And what a lot of niggas don't even get or understand is this. This is why there's a lot of killing, a lot of shooting, a lot of niggas fighting. I don't have a problem with anybody. There's not nobody on 2 feet that I can honestly say I don't like. Except for the child molesters, the niggas that punch on they bitches. I don't like them. You get what I'm saying? But other than the rapists, all of them, I don't like them. But other than that, I don't have nobody that I don't like. I don't know nobody that really don't like me. But the point that I was trying to make is this. We cannot like each other and not go through nothing. We cannot like each other and not beef. We can just be two people, two niggas, that exist in the same area or same space that just don't like each other. When you like somebody, you speak to them. You chill with them. You hang with them. You're concerned about their day. This is the way you conduct yourself with somebody you like. You see how easy it is to conduct yourself with somebody you don't like? You don't have to do any of that. You have to do absolutely nothing. So that's why it fucks my head up that people can't grasp that concept. You have to put forth effort to be a friend. That means if you really don't fuck with somebody, you have to put forth effort to be a fraud. But to be real, it doesn't exert any energy. You don't have to think about being real. You don't have to prepare to be real. It's something that is. It's innate. It's real. And it's real that if you don't fuck with somebody, don't do nothing. That's very easy. So when you see somebody that don't fuck with you and don't like you or got a problem with you, and they doing something small like making it known, that's a problem. Because they're putting forth effort to make it known that they don't like you. You don't have to respond to that effort with effort. You don't even have to respond to that effort with something like a social media update or post like, you don't give a fuck, I don't care, I'm back to myself, all that other cool shit. You ain't got to do none of that. None of that. You can do nothing. Because nothing in most situations is the best thing to do. And if people realize that about being a fraud, I think there would be less frauds. I really think there would be less frauds. Because niggas don't want to do shit. Not saying niggas is lazy, but think about it. If you can wake up, wash your ass, nourish yourself, eat, partake in whatever drug you use, and didn't have to worry about anything financial, physical, or emotional. Meaning, you didn't need money for anything, nothing got you sad or happy, and physically you are great. You can walk and talk fine. Think about it. Think about it. If all these things was cool and you didn't have to do anything, would you have a problem? I don't think you would. Motherfuckers like to do nothing. So take that same nothingness when you don't like somebody and do nothing. There will be less problems. Y'all both will immediately have an understanding that y'all don't like each other. And the craziest part about doing nothing is that one person in that situation is going to realize, hey, yo, why this person don't like me or why I don't like him? And if it's men, one of those two people is going to be a man and they're going to address the situation. Damn, bro, why you don't like me? Why this? Why that? Honestly, I'm going to tell you about myself. I keep it real. Anybody that know me will tell you that. I got into a situation with a female, like most of my situations is. And a certain person felt some type of way because I fucked a particular female. Now, this person shouldn't have felt no type of way. The reason why this person shouldn't have felt no type of way because of the type of nigga that this person is. Hits a lot of bitches. So nothing I'm hitting should bother him in any way, shape, or form. And then fucked me up for a few days because I was trying to figure out what was the situation. Why this person didn't like me. Because of what was said when he found out that I hit the bitch. Now, what did I do? Nothing. I was thrown under the bus to the bitch. I said nothing. This person believed that I did something or I said some type of hate to get in where I got in at. And for a couple days, it fucked me up. Like, damn, what's going on? And then I picked and got it from a lot of different sources. And then I realized that maybe this person was acting like he really liked me when he didn't. Because we had a falling out. I was the man in the situation. Asked did he still have a problem with me. And we tried to not have a problem with each other. But deep down inside, what it stems from is this person thinks I have a problem with them. This person thinks I try to hit all his bitches. So this bitch, that shouldn't mean nothing to him, means something only because the deep down shit with us. Now, me doing nothing in that situation was the right thing to do. You don't show no emotion about the situation. You don't go questioning or asking nobody about the situation. The situation is what it is. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to be said. For this reason. There's no questions to be asked. Did you say this? Did you say this? Did you say that? If it was said, if it wasn't said, I can simply do nothing. and everybody is all right in the situation. See how much control you have in every situation when you just use your ability to do nothing. People look at doing nothing sometimes as a sign of weakness. And in certain street situations or what people like to call jail situations, that might be true. If somebody smacks the shit out you and you do nothing, you just showed the world or wherever situation, the area you in, that anybody can smack the shit out you when you won't do nothing. Getting the shit smacked out you don't mean you can't fight. Getting the shit smacked out of you can't be associated with being a pussy or a bitch in hood terms. But that's a situation where doing nothing can be looked at like, no, that's wrong. You gotta move. I'm gonna give you a scenario that if you ain't in jail or never been in this situation, you're not gonna understand what I'm saying. And any nigga that been up top and been in the mountains, you're gonna understand exactly what I'm saying. But I want everybody from different walks of life to try to get it. And I'm gonna break it down very simple. When you're incarcerated and you're trying to make parole, and what parole is, it means that whatever your sentence is, they're gonna let you out early if you can prove to the parole board that you're worthy of being out on your minimum sentence. For example, if you get a 2-4, you will see the parole board when it's coming up close on 2 years. They will make their decision to let you know if they're gonna let you go home or if you gotta stay a little bit longer. When you see the parole board, they ask you questions about your case. They ask you questions about your past. And then they make a determination based on an interview that can last anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 hours. They make their determination, are you worthy or are you deemed fit and safe to re-enter the community? You get that decision back anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks. But here's the thing. And everybody that's been in this situation realize how fucked up this situation is. But every one of you people that never been in this situation, I want you to listen and look at it too, so you can understand this nothing that I'm talking about. You get that decision back on a piece of paper, whether it says yes or whether it says no. You get that decision back on a piece of paper. If that decision says yes, what that means is that whatever date is your minimum, that's the day you're walking out of that jail. Unless you get into some trouble before that, and they will take that date away from you. And you have to go through the whole process again. And when you go through that process again, and they talk to you about whatever you did to make them take that date, they will give you another date. Now here I say all that to say this. You just got your green sheet back. Says you going home. You did a 10 to 20, which means you got 10 years in. You go home on Friday. On Wednesday, a nigga picks an argument with you to try to get you to fight him. You ignore it. Thursday, in the cafeteria, he talked crazy to you. And when you get back to the block, in front of everybody, he smacks the shit out of you and spits in your face. He smacks the shit out of you and spits in your face and waits to see your reaction. If you do what every man should do in this situation and engage him in some type of combat, spit back in his face or fight him, smack the shit out of him. And anybody sees that, you will go to the hole. You will not go home on Friday. If you do nothing, just got the shit smacked out you. You just got disrespected and humiliated and got spit in your face. But tomorrow morning, come 6 o'clock, you're going to be going home. What do you do in that situation? I give you even a crazier situation, and this is not a hypothetical. It really happened to a female I know's uncle. Uncle got 15 years in. He's getting his hair cut to go home. The person cutting his hair puts the razor to his neck and grabs his genitals. What do you do? If you do what any man that's not homosexual, that gets his genitals fondled, and that got over 15 years in the Department of Corrections, you do what a man's supposed to do. You react, you get crazy. He killed that man. He didn't go home. I ask you, in both situations, what do you do? It's crazy to think about it, but somebody gonna hear this, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I know people that have been in these situations. What do you do? Do you still do nothing? Do you still control the power of your nothingness and still choose and decide to make the choice not to do nothing? It's something to think about. Nothing. It's crazy how just the word, and when you think about it, I keep saying it over and over so you can grasp the power of it, because it's very powerful. Doing nothing. Everything that's right, sometimes somebody can find a negative view with it. So don't think that your nothingness or your ability to do nothing, or somebody might hear this and be like, you know what, I never thought of it like that, but damn, nothing. Don't. Everybody's not going to accept that. I don't like to argue. I've been in relationships with females with shit that I've done or they have done. But because I don't like the physical act of arguing, I will not engage in the argument. We can communicate and talk about how I'm wrong, how about I'm not shit. But if you start yelling and we arguing, I'm going to do nothing. Nothing in that situation can be looked at in two different ways. A female that really cares about you and love you will look at nothing, you doing nothing, as if you don't care. A female that understands you for being you will realize that you ain't trying to go there. So the best thing to do in that situation is nothing. It happens. But everybody's not going to embrace that, and you need to understand that. Nothing. It's the best thing to do in a lot of situations, but it might cause you a problem. People might don't like the fact that you're doing nothing. The only time I can honestly really look at it as doing nothing is a problem is if you have responsibilities and you decide and choose that you're not going to take care of them. But I cannot judge nobody in that situation. Not because I don't look at a person that it's not doing nothing and the person not taking care of their responsibilities is wrong. I just know me as a human being, Lee, and the shit that I do or shit that I haven't done. And when I was in a situation where I couldn't take care of my responsibilities because of that, that makes me the person that's not able to judge anybody. I can't judge a soul, and I won't. I'm human, so yeah, I will feel different type of ways about different type of situations and current events, but I can't judge. I can just look, analyze, maybe say how I feel about it. That's it. I don't think anybody's in a situation to judge anybody. You can give your two cents on the situation, but to judge and to say what's right and wrong, nah, I don't really see that. Not me. So I'm going to end that right there. Just think about it. Nothing. the power of nothing. I don't know how I started with it. Everything is just, you know what I mean, going off top. But that's the way that I see things. And when I'm talking to people on here, this is my first one. I want people to, my view on a lot of things is not right, but this is my vision. And my goal and what I'm trying to do is, I know it's somebody out there that looks at things differently. And people look at them and make them feel like they're crazy for that view. My entire life, that's how I've been viewed. I think differently about a lot of different situations, and because of the way I think, I'm viewed like I'm crazy. And even in that sense, when I say that I'm crazy and I put that out there, you get people to say, oh, they say Albert Einstein was crazy. Don't try to compare the fact that people ridiculed me and said that I was crazy because I thought different. Don't compare that to a genius or somebody that contributed a lot to society. Not saying that I can't do that, but I'm not that, and that is not this. A person making me feel crazy because I think different is a person that's insecure. Is a person that doesn't know self, that doesn't know self-worth. Religion set aside. You would never try to make somebody feel like they crazy because they don't think like you. That's crazy. You know what I mean? So I'm going to end it right there. I mean, tune in, listen to the vision. And I want everybody to think about it. Do nothing.